Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, April the 10th, 101st day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon is the Executive Director of the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau and boat freak, Tony Smithers.
I'm
not necessarily in that order. I know.
Good afternoon, Brian.
This afternoon, we'll talk about a couple of different things. Last time we got together, Tony was alluding to going to one of the weekend shows. Mm-hmm. Down in the Bay Area, so we'll talk a little bit about what those impacts are. Also, we'll get his comments on American Airlines not being here this coming summer and not having the direct flights and having the issues with San Francisco, what that might or might not mean to air transportation until who knows when. And we'll also talk about the movies when we come back.
I'm Jim Mongi, principal of St. Mary's Catholic School and Preschool. Our preschool program is designed to teach and model basic educational and social skills that children will need for success in kindergarten. Students learn about numbers, shapes, and colors. They begin pre-reading and writing. They develop problem-solving and sharing skills. They learn that school is fun. St. Mary's Preschool provides the foundation for a lifetime of learning. Give us a call today at 822-3877, license number 125-401-910.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 416. We're back talking shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers, but before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Ronald Reagan.
Well?
Quote, freedom is not ours by inheritance. It must be fought for and defended constantly. Let me try this again. Freedom is not ours by inheritance. It must be fought for and defended constantly by each generation, for it comes only once to a people. Those who have known freedom and then lost it have never known it again.
Mm.
A little something we're hearing about North Korea doing all their little shenanigans and some of these other outfits. Interesting stuff. So, comments about, I guess it's not the county not allowing the loan for American Airlines, it's REDEC not allowing for that $1 million guarantee to American to come here.
To be repaid with the general funds, which is
Yeah, without telling us what the air flight cost would be or.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Well, I think it's a damn shame. You know, so many people have worked so hard to bring another carrier here. It's very competitive. There's a lot of other towns, regions, and airports vying for the attention of these carriers. And the fact is, this is how the business works. They demand these revenue guarantees from anywhere they go into. And so if we want to play that game, that's what we have to be prepared to do.
Now, there was some discussion that it might happen in springtime, that a lot of the information that the locals were looking for, like how many seats, like how many flights, like what's the cost per flight, like, you know, what's our guarantee? What's our, what do we get other than the opportunity to have you, you know, take the money and run as they've done in a number of communities? Or with American facing a reorganization through bankruptcy, what does that mean? What does that look like?
Well, the real question is, even if we're ready in the spring, are they going to be willing to come back and give us another try? I don't think there's any guarantee of that.
So maybe the timing just wasn't right. I mean, we got taken advantage of by Delta. Why are these guys any different?
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, at some point you have to ask, you know, when do market pressure, market forces come into play? You know, if the demand can be demonstrated, why do they need revenue guarantees, et cetera?
I look at United. Wait a minute, guys. Yeah, okay, we realize you're hammering us. Got it. But why can't United fly direct to L.A.? Why can't United drop a bird or two into Oakland or to Sacramento? Why can't they go to Portland and provide this additional stuff? I mean, they already know the area. They, they know what they're able to get. Why not them?
I think when you next have Greg Foster on here, you should ask him.
Yeah, well, he's down the hall in the community commentville, not here. But it seemed a little unique. But I didn't know from your perspective, for travel, for tourism, for that kind of stuff, if having a direct from L.A. here, was that big a deal? Or if that's more, as I was talking to one of the candidates this morning, Well, that's more for the governments and the academicians. Going back and forth is there's not a whole lot of regular folk that are flying to L.A. and then bouncing off. It's out of San Francisco.
I think it's not so much that we're going to lose business. It's the lost opportunity to create new business. That is as the way we saw it. Obviously, the film industry really would love to have a direct flight up here, and then we would get a lot more local production if we were able to do that.
How much? Is there any estimate?
No. Because if you look at the history of production in the county, when we did have flights, sometimes we had direct flights to L.A., mostly not. It was a feature film every 4 or 5 years, something like that.
I bet you. I bet you if a film company was looking at bringing everybody here, we could charter a plane for under $1 million. Get them all up here and their gear and get them all back home.
No, we had been looking forward to dropping radio ads into Los Angeles market. So you're driving home on the 405 at 5 in the afternoon and you're stuck in traffic and it's hot. And we tell them you can be in the Redwoods in 90 minutes. I mean, that's what we wanted to do.
Yeah. Now, is that shot because of this?
Well, you can't drive here in 90 minutes.
Oh, I understand. Well, and obviously you can't get through SFO. You can't get through SFO's TSA in 90 minutes.
No.
Anytime, so. Fall back and regroup.
Yeah, next year.
Yeah. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 421. I know. He's got the radio ads ready, and he wants to buy radio. We just have to convince him that he has to buy his favorite radio station. I'll do that during the break, and we'll be back.
Okay. Hi, this is Eric from Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai. You know, I think a lot of people forget that we have a great selection of used cars available. We might not have the inventory that some of the larger dealerships do, but I know our quality used cars stack up against anybody else's in the county. Plus the fact, if we don't have something on our lot, come on in, see us, and we can probably find it for you. We have a quality selection of some very nice used cars, what most people were looking for. But again, if we don't have it on our lot, we can probably find it for you at Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai.
Hi, my name is Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, and I invite you to come down. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night for your shopping convenience. Closed Sundays to be with family. And as my dad used to say, don't bring much money. You won't need it. That's Northwood Hyundai, 7th and D, Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 425. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers. Tony, as you look at some of the different things that are going on in the area, just anecdotally, are you thinking that, what was it, national gas is at $4 a gallon now?
Mm-hmm.
So if that's there, are gas prices in Northern California any kind of an issue or concern at all?
They always are. And we always sort of...
Well, let's say if it was $2 a gallon, you'd get folks saying, oh, well, geez, everybody's going to be able to afford to fly everywhere in the country. Nobody's going to drive here.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So at $10, oh, gas is too expensive. Nobody's going to be able to afford to go anywhere. They won't come here.
Yeah.
Okay, so fine. What's the argument?
What's the sweet spot, you're asking?
Yeah.
We've been in this situation many times, and we're always waiting for the shoe to drop. And up until now, we have known that the travelers have bellyached about gas prices. They've mentioned it at the front desk, but they have not altered their travel habits. On the other hand, I have been to a couple of consumer shows recently in Redding and Santa Rosa. And I would say, yeah, you said anecdotally, so that gives me the
freedom,
the freedom to recount some anecdotes, which people are mentioning it more, like maybe those with RVs and gas hogs and what have you, saying, you know, well, we're not going to go on any trips, the gas is too expensive, and so even if you give the clever rejoinder, well, we're only one tank of gas away, so it's really only $5 or $10 difference.
An emotional thing.
It's an emotional. People have convinced themselves that they are in lockdown mode because gas is expensive. And that keeps them from looking at any other of their vacation expenses. Hotels here could be cheaper. Meals out could be cheaper. Recreation, no. They're spending too much for gas, therefore they're not going to come.
Well, that might be an interesting study or research, is to see if you were spending time, let's say, a seven-hour drive, six-hour, five-hour, from wherever your target is, right? And you just kind of went around the circle and chose various communities. So 6 hours to Humboldt County would, 3 nights, 4 days, would cost X. If you went to Redding, it would cost Y, Sacramento, Z, or Reno, Yosemite, and just did that comparative travel. That would be really kind of intriguing to see what would the weekend cost. You know, is our area coming in at 20% or 25% below a Monterey?
Yes, but we have to tread rarely in that realm. A lot of our suppliers, hotels, and what have you, will tell you that they don't want the cost-conscious visitor. They want to provide value, but they don't want a discount.
Not discounting, but just kind of adding everything up so that if their rooms are at, let's say, $150 in season, and Monterey's at $375 in season, okay, that takes care of the difference just with the gas. Now, I would suggest probably a lot of the finer eating establishments in Monterey are more expensive than those in our area. Some of the outdoor recreational activities in Monterey are going to be more expensive than what they are in our area.
Sure.
So you package the whole thing together. Not looking for discounting, just price comparison for the event of the weekend.
I think that'd be interesting model to float by some focus groups and see if it, you know, would get people excited.
Yeah.
You know? Especially for family travel when, you know, they might be on more and more of a budget.
Yeah. They were surprised I hadn't thought of that one in a while. At least it would give you some ammo to talk to some of the folks, but if they're all emotional, you can't talk to them anyway.
Nope.
Oh, jeez. So as you're looking at that, at this summer, this spring and summer, are the advanced bookings there?
The advanced bookings are great. Some of my member businesses say that they're best ever, the advanced bookings.
And the attractions or the activities are kind of pacing parallel.
Yes, they're doing
that.
Quite well. And that jives with what AAA is saying about people's travel intentions. And yet, the other travel habits and trends are more towards last-minute decision-making. I read today of people using mobile devices to do their room bookings. 65 to 80% of them are booking on the same day that they're staying.
Which makes sense. I can remember talking to folks in some of the big brand facilities in the region. 60-65% of their total night stays would show up at the front desk and say, "Do you have a room tonight?"
Right.
Same concept.
And that's being replaced now by the person with the mobile phone.
If you're in an area where you can get the signal and get it out. One caveat, huh? Well, so it's kind of the same thing, except they got a little bit more lead time.
Yeah, but of course that's something which is it's a two-edged sword for hotels. They really want to know who's going to be staying there that night as long ahead as possible.
Absolutely. That makes it more fun. KINS, News and Information Times 431. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. We think of the Coast Guard as being gallant lifesavers, and they are. However, there's another side of the Coast Guard, faceless bureaucrats far away. 3 years ago, one wrote to the Humboldt County Fair Association to say they wanted back the Mendocino Lighthouse lens that's been atop the county fair's main entrance for 63 years. The fair offered to build a new building for the lens. A citizen group, Save Our Lens, began to raise money. Then the Ferndale Museum offered to give the lens a new home. Most letters to the Coast Guard have gone unanswered. 2 weeks ago, though, in an undated letter, the Coast Guard warned Ferndale it would soon send a Lempus to begin removing the lens. They didn't say when he'd arrive or give his name, but we think it's Grinch. In Rome 2,000 years ago, the famous orator Cicero spoke of the arrogance of officialdom. If he were here today, he'd put those Coast Guard bureaucrats in that category. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 4:35. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers. Tony, a couple weeks ago, you were at some of these consumer shows, these weekend event things, you know, home, boat, garden, fly, paddle, swim,
the whole deal.
Shows, yeah, in the Bay Area. What did you see there from the other exhibitors that got you excited?
Bathroom remodeling.
That's a big thing.
My little secret strategy is that I like to exhibit at home and garden shows. And primarily because I am the only destination there. I have got no competition at all. And no one has ever said to me, what is Humboldt County doing here at this show? They walk by, they see the big picture of the Redwoods, they see the sign which says Visit Humboldt, and they say, oh, Humboldt, we were thinking of going. And then the conversation begins. So that's what I'm...
So the true consumer, not the REI, not the outdoor show, but the consumer shows.
They are consumer shows, and they are what we call a qualified audience. Why? They're homeowners. And they're there, some of them are there to look at and buy very expensive RVs and trailers. So that's pretty well... In fact, we've had good luck working with the dealers to give, you know, destination information.
Break that big boy in up here.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, here's I'll hand those out for you because, you know, my customers need places to drive their rigs. So.
So they were upbeat?
People were spending money. And the other vendors I spoke to were selling. You know, people were selling spas. One RV dealer sold 12 units, you know, we're talking $30,000, $40,000 a pop. So, yeah.
Hopefully you got some margin on those things. They weren't $100,000 selling for $50,000.
No. Yeah, okay. No, again, it reinforces what others have said, which is there's pent-up consumer demand out there. And for all aspects of, you know, consumer spending, and travel being one of them.
Well, you keep hearing that and sensing that in certain areas. One-time commitment things. Rather than the ongoing stuff, So that's it. That's interesting. Now, you went to the Bay Area,
Santa Rosa,
to did a show,
Sonoma County.
Did a show, okay. I know that the Visitors Bureau used to go to a handful of them. Is that the only show?
No, we did six this year.
Very similar.
Well, the other ones are pure travel shows where we are one of hundreds of destinations and, you know, from around the world. So there could be a African safari place next door or, you know, a lot of, you know, Canada might have a, you know, 100 square foot booth, you know, huge booth.
10 by 10?
No. I mean 1,000 square foot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, a little bit bigger magnitude there.
So, yeah, you know, big sales missions. And then we got one show left to do this year, and that is the Sunset Celebration Weekend in June.
June for the fall? June for the summer?
June for June. It's on June 2nd and 3rd, and we want to get people to come visit Humboldt County in June.
And that's in L.A.?
That's at the Sunset headquarters in Palo Alto.
Oh, okay. As you go to those shows, are you looking for product disbursement, engagement? How do you sense whether or not your time is well spent there rather than using print, partnering with somebody else to hand out the things, maybe your RV buddy?
Well, good question, because we ask ourselves that all the time. And there's a few ways to go about doing it. Ideally, and we're not always able to do this, but when we can, we have partners in the booth, and, you know, local companies, whether they're hotels. I've had people from the arts community come along, you know, to push open studios. We've had wine, you know, people come down with us.
Different themes.
Different
for that
themes.
Audience,
different
yeah.
aspects of Humboldt County culture and things to come and see and do. But ideally, we have a special show-only offer. So, for instance, we've worked, like, with the Best Westerns a lot. And they'll send along a brochure with a coupon in it. And so when people redeem those coupons, they can come back to us and say, yeah, we got 30 of these back. It's working. So that is one sort of direct measure of success of these things. For the most of it, however, I have to admit that it's based on just the number and quality of conversations we have with people. Because we are in a position, I always say, we don't have to sell Humboldt County as much as remind people about Humboldt County. It's amazing in the Northern California, the number of people who have some connection or memory, either, well, a lot of them were born here. we heard that tons of times. A lot of them went to school here or know someone who's going to school here or their kids are coming to school here. That happens a lot. Or even more is when people say, oh, we went there when we were kids. My parents used to take us up all the time. We had a ball. Because then it's easy to say, well, why don't you bring your kids or grandkids?
Why not? You, yeah.
And it's like, oh, yeah, we could do that, couldn't we?
Really, it gets that basic.
It's that basic. Because there's a lot of other advertising messages out there in the world, a lot of noise. And the best way to cut through that noise is to talk to people face-to-face.
Yeah, see the baby blues.
Have that conversation.
Now, that would be an interesting theme for a booth. Why not? Why not Humboldt? Why not the wines? Why not the food? Why not the beaches? Why not whatever? Why not?
Mm-hmm. Because even if they just say, well, why, then it gives us an opportunity to say, well, here's why.
Yeah, the conversation starter. Or, in this case, the killer. KINS, News and Information Times 441. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
Hi, this is Craig Brown, Dean of Students and Campus Ministry at St. Bernard's Catholic School. We're praying in these days how we can create an even more definite presence of Christ in the world around us. We pray we all have an opportunity to stop the rush of this time of year to give profound thanks for the many blessings our Lord has showered on us.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Times, 445. We're back to talk this afternoon with Tony Smithers. Tony, movie in town?
Yes, there is.
I don't know if it's a secret or not, but let's pretend that it is, so I'm not saying too much out of school. When a major comes to the area, there are good things. There are challenging things.
Right.
Hopefully one outweighs the other for the area and for everybody. But when there is recognized actors and actresses around, does Humboldt County act the way that Humboldt County should?
I would say on the whole, yes. We've heard stories in the past. Maybe some people try to take advantage, were unreasonable in their expectations. But on the whole, we're pretty sophisticated up here. We're pretty cool about these things. We're not going to accost the talent while they're having dinner at Restaurant 301, you know.
Or McDonald's, depending on.
I'm just saying. I remember Spielberg bought a lot of wine at 301 when he came up. But anyway.
Oh, wow. I guess that's worthy of note. I don't know. I was more impressed. Did you see that airplane that was flying around this afternoon around 1 o'clock?
No, I was busy working, Brian.
So was I, but this one came in down low under the clouds. It was somebody's corporate jet.
Oh.
I was like, okay, who's in town? It didn't see it land, but it was flying around.
No, a large production, a big crew, fills up a lot of rooms. They spend a lot of money in the restaurants. They buy a lot of souvenirs. And as long as we don't let them stay longer than 29 days, everything's great.
And the 29-day mark is?
Once it gets past 30 days, then they don't have to pay the bed tax.
Yeah. So these folks are here. New faces, see them around. How can we not screw it up?
Well, by not jacking our prices up beyond what they normally would be. And this could be anywhere. I remember one production a while ago, they went into Myrtletown Ace Hardware and bought all kinds of power tools and what have you. So just charge what we're going to charge anyway and just be ourselves. Say thank you.
So how can we screw it up?
Well, why give people ideas?
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking, you know, because I can recall, I think it was with the Star Wars movie was probably the first one, where people wanted to sneak into the filming areas.
Right.
And they wanted to do things that were, I want to be an extra. That kind of, I want to stand in the background of the, yeah, and all those pain things that are the high hassle factors.
Right. Well, you know, I think one of the difficulties is, you know, our draw, our destination or location draw is primarily the Redwoods. And if it's on one of our public lands, then, you know, access is difficult to control. We don't have fences around Redwood National Park.
Only if you have a chainsaw.
Yeah.
Then there's a fence, yeah.
So, you know, we just need to be patient. You know, maybe you need to wait a while, you know, so a nice off-duty CHP officer earning some extra money is trying to make things good for everybody. Listen to them, be patient.
Don't be a jerk?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. this particular movie that's here, are they going to be here for 3-4 weeks kind of thing? Or is that 29-day a concern?
I don't think so. I'm not the expert in this. I think the film commissioner might know some better information on that. But I seem to recall it. I seem to remember hearing a 2-week production, which is perfect.
When these come to town or any major events, is there a spinoff for tourism? Did people come to see the locations where Jurassic Park 2 was or Fern Canyon?
Absolutely.
Or Jed Smith? Any of those types of things?
Location destination tourism is a well recognized factor, you know, and the bigger the movie, the bigger the star, the more it applies. So we will hopefully this will be a blockbuster movie that will do well, and then you know,
continue to do well.
You know,
yeah,
we can, you know, point out to folks in our promotions and market, you know. This is where it happened. This is where the hero got his head bit off or whatever.
Yeah, this is where the Ewok bit the dust. Thanks for coming by, Tom.
Thanks.
We've been talking shop with Tony Smithers. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.